Washington State.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm very appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today. I'm here to talk about the cotton production in Xinjiang province and its impact to cotton market in China. My research is divided into four main sections. The first is the introduction of Xinjiang cotton history. As we know, China is the world's largest importer and consumer, and now is the second largest producer. In the past decade, Xinjiang cotton production grew quickly and became the largest cotton producer in China. This is the China map. I should first show you the capital of Xinjiang province. The Sida is the capital, Urumqi. The Tringle is my workplace. Tarim University is located in the Tarim Basin. And from this map, we also can see Xinjiang province is located in the northwest of China. The climate in this place is very dry, and there is a big difference between the temperature in day and night. This place is very suitable for high quality cotton. From the figure 1, you can see the main cotton production province in China. The left is in 2012. Xinjiang cotton production accounts for 51.8%, and the right figure is in 2015, Xinjiang cotton production accounts for 62%. Figure two shows the percentage of planting area and by province. From this graph, we also can see Xinjiang planting area in 2012 is accounts for 36.7%, and in 2015 is accounts for 15.16%. This graph shows the Xinjiang planting area and the production in 1995 and 2015. In the past decade, Xinjiang cotton planting area and the production showing a clear trend of growth, especially after 2010. The growth rate is very fast. This graph shows the comparison of cotton yield in Xinjiang and China. In the past 21 years, the average of cotton yield, Xinjiang cotton yield is higher, 428.7 kilo per hectare than the average of China cotton yield. This graph shows the major crops planting structure in Xinjiang. From this graph, we can see there are two most important crops in China is food crops and cotton. These two crops accounts for 74.1%. So the cotton production in Xinjiang is very important. Figure 6 shows the percentage of cotton-related products and its contribution to total exports in Xinjiang. From these graphs, we can see in 2015, there has a great decline in this year, because in this year, Xinjiang has a better weather and the cotton price is low. So it results in a decline. Now I will to talk about the second part is the material and the methods. In my research, the Chinese Statistic Yearbook and the Xinjiang Statistic Yearbook are used to collect all the data. And in my research, we used two methods to analyze the data. First is the comparative advantage. This method is used three indexes: the efficient advantage index EAI, the scale advantage index SAI, and the aggregate advantage index AAI. If these three indexes are greater than one, that means one specific crop has a comprehensive advantage in one specific region. If they are greater than one, it has a comparative advantage. The second method is by using the regression method to evaluate the effect of Xinjiang cotton on Xinjiang GDP. And at the last, we will to establish a region model. The third part is the results. The table one shows the results of the comparative advantage analysis. From this table, you can see the mean of the SAI is 11.54. That means Xinjiang cotton has a higher planting scale advantage. The mean of EAI is 1.48. It means Xinjiang has a higher efficiency advantage, and the AAI is 4.11, which means Xinjiang have an overall comparative advantage. Table 2 shows the descriptive statistic of the variables. From this table, we can see there are five variables. The GDP is the Xinjiang GDP, and the income is the rural householders' agriculture income. Planting means is the cotton planting area. The production is the total production. And the average yield is cotton average yield. The table 3 shows the correlation of the variables. From this table, we can see there is highly related between the variables. In this situation, there will maybe exist a multicollinearity problem, which will to affect the last results. So the data need to continue to be tested. Table 4 shows the results of the regression. The third column shows the parameter estimate, but the p-value is the significant, but the last column shows the variance inflation factor. The VIF is a measure of multicollinearity. So when the VIF is greater than 10, it will indicate there is a seriously multicollinearity problems. So we use the table 5 collinearity diagnostic to test the data. In this table, we should pay attention to the eigenvalue. If there is one number is very smaller and near to zero, that means the data have a serious collinearity, and the condition index is also test the collinearity. In order to delete the collinearity, we use the ridge regression to method to delete the collinearity. The figure 7 shows the ridge trace for GDP. From this graph, we can see when the ridge parameter is 0.02, then the VIF is close to 10. Then we can determine the we can determine the ridge parameter is 0.02. The table 6 is the when we determine the parameter is 0.02, then we can establish the ridge regression model. Model 2. And this is our results. This shows when the income and the planting error, cotton planting error, the income, the agriculture income, and the total production, and the average yield increase one unit, and the Xinjiang GDP will increase too. But the planting error has a negative impact on GDP. The last part is our conclusion. First, we use three indexes to analyze the Xinjiang cotton. This result shows that Xinjiang cotton has a higher efficiency advantage and planting score advantage. Secondly, we by using the regression method to analyze the effect of cotton production in Xinjiang, and because the cotton planting error has an impact on the Xinjiang GDP, so we at this situation it's not good to continue to enlarge the Xinjiang planting error. We need to control the planting error. Future research. In the future, we need to add more variables like the cost and the modern technology. And second, we should to in deeper analysis the influence of Xinjiang cotton on China and the world cotton market. Okay, that's my presentation. Thank you.